very special episode.
Yeah, like they don't deviate too much from, like, if you're a sitcom, you're a sitcom, and like maybe there'll be like a sensitive episode where they deal with it. You know, like Big Bang does it all the time. They're funny and goofy, and then the next thing you know, someone's getting married or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember like when Blossom was on the air. Speaking of Big Bang Theory, they had like an episode where a guy had AIDS. And it was like the first time that they had a character on TV that had AIDS, and it was like, next on a very special Blossom.
Yeah. And then they did one for everything, like racism, and I remember especially when I was young, there was like the old man molester.
Really?
That was always a thing. Oh yeah. I feel like we got that even in school a bunch of times. Like if an old man asks you to take off your wet bathing suit, run away screaming. I was like, how often does that happen? Barely often.
I remember in Boy Meets World, before the older brother was made into be a lobotomized moron.
That's generous.
Yes.
That's a generous description of that character.
He was dating an Asian girl in like the first or second season of that show. And like they come home and the girl's all upset. And like Corey's like, what's wrong, older brother? And he's like, nothing. Mind your business. Some guy called her a mean name at the mall.
Aww.
And it was all about how he dealt with, you know, like the racism that exists around him and that kind of stuff. It was all kind of sensitive.
Interesting.
And caring.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Because no. I think people just get it. Daily doses of that everywhere they go and everything.
So. Yeah. So, but this is our very special episode of the Three Drinks In podcast.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm drinking, so it's still an episode, but
what was
like an interlude. We can have a little moment here.
Yeah. A micro brew, if you will.
Yes.
Get it? Mm. That's clever. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Blue Point Summer Ale, which used to be a micro brew, but they got bought by a giant beer company. So I'm not sure who, but they're not privately owned anymore. So.
Well, they're not. Well, I guess if they're a giant beer company, then they're publicly traded. So, yeah, good point.
Yep. Still delicious, though. So
yeah. Good. I have nothing, actually, myself. I just forgot to get something, but that's okay because I'm tired and I have to go to bed soon. Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to talk about your book.
My book and
the contest that you've been entered in, and how you, the fan of the Three Drinks In podcast, can assist us.
It's the plural you.
Yes, all of you. And I just checked the thing. There's 139 subscribers, so we expect 138 of you, because one of them is me.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, they're not all our mothers, so yeah.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Considering she can barely work her own phone. So talk, you know, what contest is this? And, well, what's the book, first of all? Because this is your fourth book, according to the website.
This is my fourth book. You know how I'm always telling you I don't have time to watch this show, that show, the other thing?
Yeah.
It's because I'm doing this. I'm writing. Oh. And it takes up a lot of time.
See, if I'd known that, I'd have been pulling that Stewie line from... So how about that novel you're working on there?
Yeah.
You got a compelling protagonist?
And it's also, when you're sitting at a computer writing, it looks like you're just answering emails, so people don't think you're actually working. And it's actually and like I was at a job interview, and they were like, so what have you been doing all this time since you like got out of school? And I was like, not much. And my fiance was like, why don't you tell them you were writing? I'm like, why don't I tell them I do yoga in the park? It's about as interesting to them as, you know, as that.
Well, it's like one of those things. Like if someone says, what have you done? Well, I've written four novels. They kind of like they don't know quite what to make of that. It's like when I like on my resume, it says I taught at a college for 2 years. They go, college professor, huh? I'm like, yeah, okay. It's impressive. I'll give you that. But you don't really understand the extent of this or...
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds really impressive.
And especially when the arts, when people, you know, like I know people who are still musicians and have been since they were in high school, and they put out an album or two, but they're not famous and no one's ever heard of them, and they get their songs on like the radio station no one hears in like the late 90s, you know, 98.6 or whatever. So yeah. Like, I'm a musician. Well, I've never heard of you, so you must not be anything really. It's the same kind of thing with that. Like, I wrote four novels. I never read them. Yeah, I know. I'm working on that.
We're here to fix that.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us.
So the Nerdist, which is the granddaddy of all the nerdy companies, you know, started by Chris Hardwick, they partner with a group called Inkshares to do a contest. And they have, every so often they'll say, oh, we're doing one for science fiction, which is what I'm in, or we're doing fantasy or whatever. And whoever can pre-sell the most books will get published by Inkshares, and Nerdist slaps their name on it and they do some promotion for you. And yeah, so I saw that on Twitter, like you see everything on Twitter, and I was like, oh, I can do that. So I slapped a book together and threw it up there.
Well, and let's just pretend you took more care with it than I banged on the keys for 3 days, and
yeah, it was a little more than that. So
it was the blurst of times.
And so Inkshares, for those who don't know, is kind of like Kickstarter for books,
you know?
So you say, here's my idea, here's what it's about, here's some samples if you want to see the, you know, chapters and whatever, and you just beg everyone you know, please pre-order this, please donate money, basically. And if you hit certain marks, then you get perks. You get an e-published book, which you can do on Amazon or something, or you can get small paperbacks, or more and more and more. It depends how many you sell, because the more you sell, the more money you have to make the book. And so in this contest, you can have the option of $10, $20, $30. You know, 10 gets you an ebook, 30 gets you like a signed paperback or something.
It's 10, 20, and 60, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I can actually, I've got it right here. So for 10, you get access to the ebook, and you also get access to drafts and updates from the author. So if if this takes off and you go on and get an editor and they say, okay, this is great, but we want to do this with it, then, you know, since you own the ebook, you also own the further versions of the book that come out after the fact, which is kind of nice, because otherwise it's just like a first draft, which it's not. But if it, you know, this is an earlier draft, possibly,
right? It's kind of like deleted scenes of a DVD, I guess.
Yeah. And then for $20, you get the copy in paperback. You get the ebook as well, which is nice, because it's nice to have the book, but it's also convenient to have the ebook. And again, you get access to drafts. And for the super reader, for $60, you get your name in the back of the book. You get multiple copies of the paperback, and you get, like I said, access to the drafts and updates. So that's it's really neat. So it's, you know, you have multiple levels of entry here if you're looking to help out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you can always, it goes by pre-orders and not money. Well, the money helps, but like the more pre-orders you have, the more likely you are to win or get the book published.
Right.
So this contest, they're taking the top three.
Okay. So you don't have to pay $60. If you just want to get the ebook, you can,
right,
then that helps you out just as much as the guy that gets all the books.
And one thing I was telling everybody I know was that also if you don't win and it doesn't get funded, you'll get your money back. So it's not like throwing it in a hole and nothing happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it doesn't work out, they just refund you the $10. Right. And I can buy you a beer later. So if anything, you end up on top on this.
Right. So that's the contest. What's the book?
The book is a science fiction novel.
Called?
And it's called Linked. And it was very much a spur. I'm not good with titles. It was very much a spur of the moment title. You got to call it something.
All right.
So it's about a girl on the run, and she's teamed up with a guy who is like a cyborg. And they're trying to, outrun. It's kind of like Blade Runner, where, you know, they're trying to shut him down and she's trying to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard to elaborate further without giving too much away.
Right.
You can read the first chapter that I put up there. I'm going to have another chapter soon. And that's kind of the enticing thing. Like, you know how movie trailers today just give you everything?
Yes.
So, plus, the book is still sort of being in progress and work. And not that that's going to change, but lots of little details will change. So I don't want to give you an entire synopsis where something might happen and then you're like, oh, it's not the same as you said on the podcast. So.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to do too much of that. So, where, pray tell, may they go order this fantastic book?
Inkshares.com. You have the link, right?
I do. It's www.linkshares. Inkshares, all one word, .com/books/linked, L-I-N-K-E-D. We're going to link to this, of course, on the website and on the Twitter and there'll be an Instagram post and on Facebook and everything. So you'll have plenty of places to actually find the link. But if you Google Inkshares, Nerdist, Linked, Phil Umbrino, which is your name, then they're, you know, you're bound to find it.
Yeah, and it has our sister. It's a real family affair. She drew the cover.
Yeah, so it's a really cool cover.
It really stands out, and I think it went a long way.
Yeah,
and I was thinking of, I spoke to him through Twitter one time. The guy who runs CinemaSins, they do like the Everything Wrong with videos on YouTube.
Oh yeah, sure, love them.
Yeah, and that guy has a book out. I haven't read it yet. I plan to, and I think it was self-published at first, and then it became published by a full art house. And I was like, "How did you do that?" And he was like, "I told everyone on my YouTube channel about it, and most of them bought it." Oh. So,
yeah. So,
you know, shameless self-promotion. It's what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's not shameless, but it's definitely self-promotion. So.
Yep. Plus all those people who listen to us and be like, these guys don't know what they're talking about. Now you can be the real judge of that and read something we actually create and be like, wow, he really does not know what he's talking about.
So, but yeah.
And for anyone who's wondering, currently, what is it? It's the end of May. The contest goes till June 25th. And I'm in seventh place. So, you know, it's not like, throw some money at him and we'll, you know, get the money back later. There's a good chance I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you have a real shot at this, which is, so it's nice to be a part of something big. And I think that's a good point, because one of the things with Kickstarter or whatever is, you know, you drop $10 in the bucket and the guy's goal is like $2 million.
Right.
And you're not going to get him anyway. Like, you know, but this is one of those things where the, you know, the level of interest and, you know, the audience for it is somewhat manageable. It's contained, and you know, it's, you could make a big difference for Phil here. So it's not the kind of a pie in the sky thing. It's a real actual you know, shot that he has at this, which is great.
And I would be very appreciative of everybody.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we'll go through it once again. You want to go to inkshares.com/books/linked. The name of the book is Linked. You can pre-order your ebook for $10, a paperback and an ebook for $20, and multiple copies of the book plus the ebook, and your name in the back of the book for $60. And take a look at our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook for all the details about this if you didn't bother to write them down as you were driving your car.
Right.
That would be dangerous.
I'm sure you'll see it again, too. I'm tweeting and updating constantly, so.
Yeah. And if you do this, and if, you know, like one of the big things people do is they, you know, it's funny, like they'll go onto Facebook and they'll see something, because I shared this, too, and I was like, you know, you should check this out, and people like it. That's great, but we want you to share it. So if you see it, and if you're interested, and you do us the favor, or do Phil the favor, I should say, of pre-ordering your copy, then what you want to do is to share the same thing with other people. You could share from the website directly if you see it on Facebook. I think that's the easiest way to share things is on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
Instagram is not as big with that, but there's all kinds of like repost apps that they have now, so you can kind of, you know, repost it to your own feed. But yeah, sharing it is definitely more important than liking it. So if you see a post about it, and if you've done him a solid by going to do the pre-order, make sure that you share as well. That's going to be just as helpful as pre-ordering.
Yeah. Thanks in advance, everybody.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
And we'll keep you updated, I guess, as to how things go.
Yeah, sure. We got social media. We got podcasts coming up. We can mention it once or twice. You know, oh, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look for our Baywatch podcast soon.
Oh, yes. So. Which I saw last night. It was quite titillating, I will say.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm. The Rock is quite beefy.
The man is enormous.
I think he ate an entire seal once.
I don't know where Zac Efron put all those abs. There were more than six of them there. I don't know what's going on.
Goodness.
So.
All right.
All right, everybody. As always, please drink responsibly. Go to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at the number 3 drinks in pod, at 3 drinks in pod on Twitter, at 3 drinks in podcast, all one big long word on Instagram. Got the Facebook page, questions, concerns, comments, complaints, 3drinksinpodcast@gmail.com. And please go to inkshares.com and pre-order your copy of Linked by Philip Umbrino. Mm-hmm. That's everything, right?
That's everything.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Adios.